Well, I don't know if we're teaching people anymore like we used to. I mean, you have Muslim countries from the west coast of Africa all the way through the Middle East, all the way through Asia, basically. And you have this little tiny spot, Israel, on the map, and they've been persecuted for decades and decades and centuries, for that matter. I mean, there's no doubt about it. But the point here, it's very clear. This is a leadership problem. It's not a messaging problem. I mean, you have a Democrat Party. You have Hakeem Jeffries, Schumer, Ken Martin, all of you all out there in the Democrat Party. They're not calling it out. This stuff needs to be isolated and rejected. If the entire Democrat leadership called out these kind of comments, this gal from Colorado, that she was called October 7th inevitable. She called 9/11 inevitable. Every party leader in the Democrat Party should have called her out. Every state party, local party, county party. If everyone did that and ostracized this person for these crazy comments, she wouldn't be elected. But they're not willing to do it. They have a leadership problem. Here's another question. Tell me what, if you're in the DNC right now, what, which one of, which swing state in 2028 do you want one of these DSA lunatic communists campaigning in? To John Ossoff and Roy Cooper, which one of these DSA candidates do you want running around in North Carolina and Georgia this fall campaigning? The answer is none of them.